This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Marcia Castle, attorney at law of Lee Castle and Fagley, address on file. I believe it's 531 East Market Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46204. Dear Ms. Castle, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, James Akins, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is J-A-M-E-S. Last name is A-K-I-N-S, period. On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph, the patient is a 32-year-old male, height 5'7" tall, weight 385 pounds, period. The patient was involved in a work injury on or about September of 2020, period. Actually, we'll say it was September 16th of 2020, period. The patient was driving a cart going into a sod field, and he was hit by a piece of sod in the field, period. The cart flipped on its side, pinning his left leg, period. He had immediate pain in his left leg, as well as a laceration to the right elbow area, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, he is still having pain involving his left leg with severe swelling and lymphedema in both legs. However, his left is greater than the right, period. New paragraph. His left leg pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs with swelling, period. It occurs several hours per day, period. It is described as a throbbing type pain and located in the calf area, period. It is a non-radiating type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The left leg swelling is constant but worse with standing, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. It occurs from the knees to the feet and is spread to the other leg, period. This was all prior to the second injury, but he had a second injury that aggravated swelling in the right leg, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that night he was seen in the emergency room at St. Vincent's and Anderson, period. Period. Approximately 1 week later, he was seen by an orthopedic specialist that did a pressure test and had surgery that day with a fasciotomy, and he was in the hospital approximately 29 days, period. He went to rehab inside St. Vincent's. That was part of the 29 days, period. He had a second surgery to remove the drains a few days later, period. He was discharged to home and had physical therapy as an outpatient at two different facilities, period. He followed up with the orthopedic surgeon and had more physical therapy, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems with standing that causes swelling when he stands greater than 30 minutes, comma, when he walks greater than 2 blocks, comma, or when he drives more than 20 minutes, period. New paragraph, medications are hypertensive medications, period. He is also taking medicines for the present condition, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes muscle relaxers, PRN, comma, elevation of the leg, comma, compression hose during the day, comma, and a compression pump of the legs for 1 hour per day, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, autism, comma, and sleep apnea, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient never injured his left leg in the past period. The patient never had lymphedema in the past period. His right leg was injured afterwards in October of 2022, doing his exercises, and he hit his right leg on the steps and burned his right leg with a heating pad, period. This resulted in burns and infection causing surgical debridement of the right leg, period. He had a minor automobile accident in February of 2019 without injury, period. He has not had prior work injuries, period. New paragraph, past surgical history. The right leg surgery is mentioned above in October of 22. New paragraph, his occupation is that of a diesel mechanic. He can only work part-time as a mechanic, 2 to 3 hours due to the swelling and pain, but his job only exists full-time only, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Notes from Ascensia St. Vincent Anderson, September 27, 2020. Post-op diagnosis is open fasciotomies following a four-compartment release for compartment syndrome, period. ER exam and disposition, September 17th, 2020. Patient presents to the ED for evaluation of left leg injury, period. Records from St. Vincent's Anderson, September 16th, 2020. X-rays of the ankle, no acute fracture, moderate to severe medial ankle soft tissue swelling, period. Records, September 23rd, 2020. Mr. Akins is a pleasant 29-year-old male presenting to the ED after being seen at the orthopedic clinic and transferred here for surgery with concerns. Findings on X-ray of compartment syndrome of his left lower extremity, period. His original traumatic injury was approximately 7 days ago, period. Assessment and plan is outpatient X-rays concerning for compartment syndrome, orthopedics managing with fasciotomy, period. Status post-surgical intervention on September/23, and that note was dated October 1st of 2020. Ascension, St. Vincent's Anderson, date of admission, September 30th, 2020. Discharge date, October 17th, 2020. Discharge diagnoses include acute compartment syndrome of his lower extremity, status post-surgery. Number two, acute kidney injury. Three, hypertension. Four, severe debility. Five, difficulty walking. Six, autism spectrum disorder. Seven, muscle spasm, period. Hospital course, he had an accident at work, surgery done for his leg. He is referred for inpatient rehabilitation, period. Records from Central Indiana Orthopedics dated July 7th, 2022, presents for repeat evaluation of his left leg slash knee. He is noted to have some quadriceps atrophy on the left compared to the right, period. At this point, the patient is at maximal medical improvement. According to the AMA guides to the evaluation of permanent impairment, 6th edition, table 16-2 and 16-3, the patient has a 3% lower extremity impairment or a 2% whole body impairment, period. further states on July 19th, 22, I have received the PPI recommendations from ATI with respect to the lymphedema period. Based on their evaluation, the patient has a 6% whole body impairment. Combining the lymphedema with the PPI for his lower extremity, he has an 8% whole body impairment, period. End of report. Dr. Mandel's comment on this impairment rating is that is way too low, and I disagree with it, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all his treatment as it relates to the accident of September 16th, 2020, as outlined above and for which he has received, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On examination by me, today's date. Examination of the skin revealed two large 20-centimeter surgical fasciotomy scars involving the left lower leg, medial, as well as lateral, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area and thyroid area was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft and obese with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the extremities revealed diminished range of motion of the left knee with crepitance, period. Flexion was diminished by 24 degrees, period. Range of motion of the left knee was normal, period. There was swelling of both lower legs, but it was way more extreme in the left lower leg with approximately 20% swelling, period. The patient reports it is worse later in the day, period. There was tenderness to palpation, the left anterior lower leg, period. There was diminished sensation involving the left lower leg, period. Calculation of the ABI, that's ABI, was done, and it was 0.88, period. Reflex examination revealed reflex is normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, left leg trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, abrasions, comma, lymphedema, comma, acute compartment syndrome requiring open fasciotomies, comma, and crushing injury to the left lower leg, period. Number two, sprain of the left knee and ankle, period. The above two diagnoses were directly caused by the work injury of September 16th of 2020, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering appropriate impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the left leg, referring you to Table 16-2 and 16-3, the patient qualifies for 9% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 4% whole body impairment utilizing Table 16-10, period. In relationship to the lymphedema, utilizing Table 4-12, the patient qualifies for a 14% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a total 18% whole body impairment as a result of the work injury of September 16th of 2020, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was advised, and I agree, that he will need to replace the compression pump and bags every 2 to 3 years at a cost of $5,000, period. Compression hose costs $200 and would need to be replaced every 2 years. Ongoing medication would be approximately $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.